T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You are not doing a great job.
Shocked you talking to me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. What is that? This song? I can't wait to listen to that banger that Evan sent me. Hey, it's time for the secret sauce of the game, brought to you by our friends at Proposition Chicken. That's the secret sauce of the game, presented by Proposition Chicken.
Not really. I just try to keep the same approach. Have fun, communicate, get great looks, and those three things.
All right, that's Clay Thompson on coming off the bench to going into the starting lineup. Proposition Chicken. Their chicken goes three ways: fried, flipped, and fake. Order now at propositionchicken.com. Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's too much of an adjustment for Clay.
Yeah.
I got to play that.
Hey, Clay.
Boy, it's got to be a big difference between coming off the bench and starting.
Not really. I just try to keep the same approach. Have fun, communicate, get great looks, and those three things.
Well, then why were you pouting so much when you first went to the bench if it's not a big deal?
That was a personal thing. He wasn't where he wanted to be. But I got to say something. Fitz said something on the broadcast, going back to Looney and Draymond.
Yes.
And you tell me what you think. Yeah. Now, right now, it looks like the only reason he got in the game, Loon Dog, was TJD wasn't available. But right. Draymond made a big stink about how quiet his team is defensively. And watching that game, Fitz, like he does at the chalkboard, said, Looney is one of the loudest defenders on the Warriors in regard to communication, and I don't know if Draymond's words about we're too damn quiet on D had something to do with Clay going to the starting lineup. You know, that could be a stretch, but also Looney getting some minutes. So, again, we won't really know if Looney's getting minutes until TJD comes back, but I thought that was interesting, Stoddy. Like, they have been too quiet, and they've been getting hit wop-wop on defense.
They have the same team they've had defensively. So maybe they just don't like each other anymore. That's why they're not talking.
Well, I would hope that's – well, dude.
Oh, what?
Yeah. No, I hope that's the worst case scenario. But communication is key. I mean, if you're going to stink at D, but do it knowing that, you know, I got my brother's back and I'm yelling, scream!
Like the old – okay. 415. From the Comcast Business text line, this is not in the spirit of the way the question was asked. He said the highest paid sixth man this season is Chris Paul at $30 million. It's not. I mean, touche. Okay, touche. Ben Simmons is sitting on a bench too, but more than that.
Yeah.
My point is Chris Paul was paid as a starter. If Klay Thompson gets paid this offseason, it's probably going to be not necessarily as a sixth man, but as a guy who played half the season as a sixth man. So if you're going into a contract extension knowing you're going to come off the bench, you're probably not going to get $30 million.
Mm.
But the question, like, here's, and I hope I can articulate this right, because I was thinking about this yesterday with where the Warriors are and the fact that, okay, so you got Steph for 2 more years. After this, you've got Draymond for 3 more years. When Joe Lacob talks about, you know, if this thing doesn't end well, big changes. To me, the big change is Klay Thompson. He's the one who's not going to be here.
But is that big enough?
Well, that's the start of it, is what I'm saying. Steph's not going anywhere. I don't think Draymond's going anywhere either, because I don't think you can trade Draymond and get a player back who's going to be any better than Draymond Green, because the team that trades for Draymond Green, it has to be like the perfect team for him to go to, where they can look at Draymond Green and say he might be able to put us over the top. So I don't think Draymond's going anywhere. I don't think Steph's going anywhere. The big change to me, and this is kind of what I'm talking about, is if the Golden State Warriors re-sign Klay Thompson, and he's here for, let's say, he gets a two-year deal, 2 years with a player option for third, like, then you're not making any big changes. You know, to me, Wiggins no longer is a big change for me. Wiggins is the price of doing business. Andrew Wiggins is probably not going to be on the team next year. And if he is, I think a lot of Warrior fans are going to be disappointed.
But you need something for him.
You're not going to get much for him.
And so that's already you're starting out addition by subtraction.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And I believe in that in a big way. I mean, obviously, they'll get a player back.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a 15-minute role player who I knew what to expect right now than Wiggins. But I want to ask Warrior fans, when Joe Lacob says if this thing doesn't, you know, end well, there's probably going to be big changes. I mean, to me, the biggest change would be Klay Thompson is not on the team next year. Because, I think Steph's going to be here. I think Draymond's going to be here. They're probably not moving Kuminga. Wiggins, they'll probably bend over backwards to try to move. Chris Paul, they'll let go. But Klay is, to me, has become the big decision. And what I got to thinking about more, and I'm really interested to know what Warrior fans think, is, I mean, do you want Klay Thompson back? If this season ends in a play-in loss, do you want Klay Thompson back? And the reason I ask that is because my feeling is if you bring Klay back, that means the big three is going to be here.
You're running it back.
The big three is still going to be a big part of this team. So are you okay with that? Are you okay with I don't want to say a flame out, but with a non-successful finish to this season, and the next thing you know, they've extended Klay 3 years, $75 million with the player option for year three. Are you okay with that, Goo?
I'll tell you what, and I love Klay. I still think he has what the league is about, and that's the shooting prowess. But I want to go here. But I said so. I'm saying I'm gonna be what the team thinks is best, and that's why I'm disappointed with where they're at now, because I thought, when we saw Lacob and Ritter and the addition of Chris Paul, who I warmed up to later, I thought something was brewing. But I was talking to Spadoni during the break, and I want to run this by you. So you just said Kevin Durant right now Jonathan Kuminga is, you think they're going to hold on to him. I'm putting you, Matt Stymiest, in Joe Lacob's shoes. Let's say the Phoenix Suns flame out. Right. And their situation to me is more to be disappointed in, because you got three guys, you think, and you're at this situation. If there was a way to package Kuminga, let's say Dre, would you trade Kuminga for a guy like Kevin Durant to ride out in the sunset with Steph Curry? Like, would that make you, Matt Lacob, get off of Kuminga to get a guy like Kevin Durant reunited with Steph? Because to me, that was what I would call a big, and I'm going massive with Wendy, change. Would you do that?
No.
Would you think about it, or if you just know?
I just thought about it.
But then there'll never be, then there's not going to be big changes then, Steiny. I don't think.
I don't either. Like, I don't think they're going to be big changes. Kevin Durant's 35. He's averaging 27.
So was Steph.
52 a game.
What's he shooting from three?
Better than Steph, 42%.
Damn, he's still hitting them.
I mean, I think it's a fair question, because I think Maybe they let me just
because that's a move where big change. You know what I'm like? Hey, Jonathan, you might end up being Michael Jordan, but we got to let you go just because of this relationship we have with the hey, Steph, and we're trying to ride it out.
Who's going to be Michael Jordan?
No, I'm just saying Kuminga, an all-star, a perennial all-star.
We'll see.
No, that's what I'm saying. But if you're telling me I can get 27 and 42% from three and gets KD back with Steph and Dre, if, well.
But, like, don't, and I'm being serious here. And you feel free to weigh in at 888-957-9570. The Suns are in eighth place. Like, how good's Durant? Like, they're in eighth place. You know what I mean? Like, the best players are younger.
Ah.
They just are.
So you're doing the same, and that, I always ask you this, because it sounds like you only do it for Steph. So you got KD under that microscope of, I know you're good. Okay.
They've flamed. Right. What's he done lately? I mean, what's his team's done? I mean, so you're saying he's not a great player.
So you think Joe Lacob is looking for a dude to replace Steph? Or I thought it was a stopgap to where maybe we could squeeze a chip or two or be a player, and that would be Kevin Durant, knowing this will probably last 3 years, 4 years, and then we hit reset.
I don't know. Warrior fans, would you be okay trading Kuminga for a guy like Kevin Durant?
Or do you,
I'm out. That,
are you going to get Kuminga for Kuminga? Another young, we don't know. You know, another. Well, he's a maybe. He might looks good, but
well, there'd be no
me. I'm using it to get a blue chip.
Why would you trade like Kuminga for another young guy who's like Kuminga? Like you would just
no
keep
doubt,
Kuminga.
No doubt at all. All right. Exactly.
Okay, so you would trade Kuminga for Durant?
I think I would.
I don't think I would. I think like that's like to me that sounds fool's goldish. And I think I get it that Kevin Durant's better than Chris Paul, but they went out and got Chris Paul because he's a veteran that they thought they could bring in here and he could
when they led
get
the league
him over
in
the
turnovers
top
too last year.
All that. Okay.
Yeah.
Chris Paul and they're second. And they have the same record as they did a year
that's
ago.
That's just ouch.
I mean,
that's ouch.
KD's playing 37 minutes a night and he started 65
Damn.
Games this year.
Would you?
I would think about it.
Would you?
Yeah.
If
KD was gettable, yes.
Wow, Stani, 37.
It wouldn't be an immediate no.
Okay, so let's just do some stuff here. Let's just say Durant's open to it, but Draymond's got to go. Could you
imagine that?
Would you move Draymond and Wiggins?
I would do
that. I'm sorry, not Wiggins. You'd move Draymond and Kuminga for Kevin Durant?
Yes, I would.
Okay. We still need to come up with... Kuminga's making what? Like 8 or 9?
Yeah.
No, let's just say 9. Durant's making 50.
Was making 9 right
Clay's
now.
You could use Paul. Paul would be the chip to get you to that number, I think.
But they probably don't want Chris Paul's.
No, but he's
an
expiring. Yeah. Like, he's just an asset to get rid of.
Kuminga, Draymond, and...
And a lot of picks.
Put Looney in there.
I'm out.
Yeah.
And you know why I'm out? No picks. I'm not giving up picks for a 35-year-old guy. Like, I can't do that. That's just me. I'm. You guys both saying you'll do it.
I would do it.
He's thinking about it.
Spadoni hit me with that one.
I'm not doing it. Let's go to Brandon. Brandon's in American Canyon. What's up, Brandon? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Hey, I just wanted to say I'm in agreement that you guys got to switch that sound for the B and the V. Los Banos.
Los Banos.
Los Banos.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank
you. You guys take care, man. Have a good show. And I would say you guys need to throw Thompson in there. Get rid of Thompson.
Get rid of Clay.
Oh, wow.
Get rid of Clay.
Next question.
Dundada on the YouTube chat saying, Goo, what happened to the loyalty?
Oh,
what?
Yeah. You dug yourself into a little hole there.
I'm going to get a former Warrior, 2-time champ.
Hated. Tried to steal the limelight from Steph Curry.
Stop. Dude, right out from Evan to say he would think about it and, I mean, that to me is what big changes in Windhorst saying, what word did I say he used? Huge changes, Donnie. That's what that's like. That you got to give up something to get something. And what we know is Kevin can give you 27.
Oh.
Kevin can shoot over 40% from three. And Kuminga might be a perennial all-star. So if it is about maximizing you know, and you could do it without giving up Draymond and have them three there. That's what I think Joe Lacob would try. He just tried to get LeBron James. And I would just ask Joe, and he'll never tell him, hey, Joe, what did you think that was going to cost? He'd probably be like, fool, I knew it was going to cost Kuminga. I don't want to do it, but.
Would you rather have LeBron or KD?
Oh, KD in the heart. For me, KD. And I love Bron, Stoney, KD.
I would rather have LeBron if I'm going that route. Because to me, LeBron's a significantly better all-around player. And the Warriors need a little, like, the Warriors, if they could find it, this is the only thing I'd be in on if I were the Warriors, is if they could get a guy like that without moving Kuminga. Okay. Duh.
Well, then, yeah, right.
But
it's all
to
good,
me,
man.
If you would bring LeBron on this team, and again, I don't want to get into who's the one, who's the two, but if you get LeBron, Steph, and Kuminga, you could sell me on that. You can't sell me on LeBron and Steph, and you can't sell me on Kuminga and Steph.
Well, Josh Ram, this is kind of depressing. You guys tell me what you think.
Yeah.
Goo, this team can't be fixed with one move.
I agree.
Do you believe that?
Yeah, oh, my God,
oh,
yes.
Oh, man. Then,
oh, my God, yes.
Wow. That's the nightmare. I mean, I believe it can be with a move of that, what we just talked about, a Kevin Durant or a LeBron James. But damn. And LeBron James 10 years ago to where he could be Dark Knight and Superman.
Curry, is Clay a part of this?
No.
Okay, so you have Curry, Durant.
Dre.
No, you don't have Dre. No.
Kuminga.
No, you don't have Kuminga.
All right, TJD.
Yeah, TJD.
Moody.
You still have Wiggins.
You got Pods.
Okay. Is that a championship team? Curry, Durant, Trace Jackson Davis, Wiggins, and whoever else is on the team.
I wouldn't say right now, hell no.
Yeah, I think I'm out on that. 209, absolutely no to trading Kuminga. And I think this is 209. We need to focus on the future. The dynasty's over. We're forcing what's already been done, Goo. It was fun while it lasted. How many Warrior fans feel that way right now? Because that's the other thing that to me is impossible to put into the equation. And it's, and I don't necessarily, I'm not saying Joe Lacob would make this decision based on this, but if Steph Curry's here, does that guarantee you're selling out Chase Center for the next 5 years? Let's say Steph Curry, at the end of this year, signs a 2-year extension. So he's going to
sell out.
He's going to be here, and he's going to be here for 4 years.
Sell out.
Well, what do you pay him, first of all?
Well, he's what, 55 next year, right?
Right. So you're going to pay him 59 and 63?
I would say, Steph, do you want to win? You know what I mean? Like, you've got it all. I'm not saying take a hometown discount, but I guess
but
I am.
But that's kind of what I'm looking at some of the great players and how they packed it in or how it ended. Okay, so I'll go back to my guy Bird. Well, Bird got hurt.
No doubt. Changed
everything. Okay, Bird got hurt, and he just wasn't the same player, and there wasn't any foolishness about, well, let's do one more for Larry, because he wasn't capable. All right, Curry's 36. He's still capable. To what degree, I don't know. But you can't pay Steph like you've been paying him if you want him to play a couple more years.
And I think he knows that. So
I wonder.
You say he's 36.
But if he's selling out the reason the building is sold out for two more years after he leaves, you're probably going to have to give him 40 or 50 million.
Okay, but it's more than money. You got to give him something around him to where you don't run him in the ground.
But like, you can't.
He gets older faster.
But that's the point. You can't. You can't. It's going to be.
Well, for next year, you can't, Stoney, because you know you're locked in on that.
I don't think Joe Lacob
help.
But I don't think Joe Lacob looks at it as though I got to keep Steph here because the sellouts are the most important thing to me.
What gives you that inkling? I would just ask you.
It comes on the text line all the time, and I'll throw it out there at 888-957-9570. And I haven't brought this up, but when it does get brought up, and we've heard it, you know, the only way the Warriors can fast-track this thing is to entertain trade offers for Steph Curry.
And nobody wants that.
Right. But why? Like, Joe Lacob may not want that because he'd say to me, Steph Curry guarantees 18,600 people in that building as
for
long as he's in
your home days.
Okay, well, that's no reason just to re-sign him.
Well, I got else on that.
Is it?
We're embarking on 41 home dates and no playoff games.
Right.
So I know Joe's loaded, but don't tell me they're not going to miss that part. So if we got Steph Curry and I'm paying and investing all that money into him and we're not playing in the offs, 90? Like,
well, that's what happened this year.
Then no doubt. And that's why like it can never happen again.
So
now, it's easier to say, but I can't blame Steph for them not if they don't get in. A fool would do that. I got to be like, how can I? And again, Kevin Durant's the top end. How can I get some guys that can that are younger for that can keep this thing going and ease the load on this dude? And we continue to get the gate from the playoffs.
There are no playoffs.
They may have a couple days if they get to a series.
Steph's making 55. Yeah. He's the best player on the team, and you're not making the playoffs. What I'm trying to balance here is whether Joe Lacob is synthetically, no, that's not the right word. How much is Joe Lacob married to Steph Curry because of he can fill the building? Because if that part doesn't scare Joe Lacob, I think Joe Lacob's a little different. I think Joe Lacob will say, look, Steph's one of a kind. We know that. But if and when he leaves, I will find somebody else. It may not be Steph Curry, but I will get a star in here and we will begin to win again. Like if he believes that, and I kind of think he does, well then, I'm not saying you move Steph. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying then is you're less inclined to be married to the big three. You're not afraid of, well, what if Steph finds himself on a team that needs to take a step back, but we're going to be better in 2 years. Like I think Joe Lacob would entertain all that stuff independent of, well, I have to do everything and everything for Steph Curry.
Well, I'll say this to that, and I'm not saying you're wrong. We'll find out. But Steiny, I think the Draymond Green contract to me, him coming back and getting $400,000, and that was shocking to me. And reading that article in The Athletic where Joe Lacob said, told Tim Kawakami how fond he is of Dre, that told me Clay's coming back. So I think now we're just talking about one guy.
And there aren't big changes
coming.
And
you know what?
Sorry.
He could be right.
I mean, if you're telling me.
I just don't feel like Clay's going to be the odd man out. Okay.
So if you're telling me, that's fine.
Yeah.
So if you're telling me, and we can get into it at 888-957-9570, if you're telling me that the Warriors losing the play-in, they re-sign Clay and don't trade Kuminga?
Well, that's where I was going. Like, that's
well,
got to be the
back,
only
then.
Option you can do.
Well, they're running
Kuminga
it back
piece.
Then. That inherently means no big changes. And that's why I keep coming back to Klay Thompson. Because I think if Klay Thompson, if you're willing to move off of Klay Thompson, that is a big move. That's, I don't know if it's the big move, but to me then the minute you move off, if you decide you can move off Klay Thompson, there's not a number there, you have to let him walk. Well, then at that point, believe it or not, Kuminga does become somebody I'm talking more about.
Yeah.
But I just don't.
Like you got to choose almost.
Like if
he's no, it ain't almost. You have to choose. You would think this guy's been with me, brought four titles. This guy's new. He's young. He's raw. I mean, looks great.
But that's one where I'm like, could you imagine the Warriors lose to the Lakers in the play-in? Klay signs a 2-year, $50 million extension.
Okay.
And what they try to move Wiggins. And they come back next year? Like, to me, there's actually a little bit of danger in that. I think some Warrior fans right now look at this team and say, geez, the writing's on the wall.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.